Afternoon. We'll go ahead and get it going here. All right. We just had an executive session, so let me entertain a motion to adjourn that. All right. Have a motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Let's enter into a study session. This is Monday, November 20th. Let's review items that will be on the agenda this evening. But instead of going through the 20-some pages or however many, why don't I just ask if council members have questions? We have 20 pages of material here. Anybody have anything that, yes, John?
Mayor, I'm sorry. Mayor, if I may, you've got a couple of items in front of you this evening with regard to the Stonebridge applications. On your agenda, we have items 7A and B, 8A and B, and then 13S. 7A and 7A and B and 8A and B are the general plan amendments, and then the other item is the actual rezoning and site plan. We've been working with the applicant, and again, you have before you a letter from Paul Dugas of Pinnacle Ridge Holdings that requests a continuance of these items to your December 18th meeting in order to respond to some of the last most recent changes that have been happening as they've continued to work with some of the neighbors in the area. In particular, with that, there's a separate packet that's from staff that looks like this that has, as the second page, a revised site plan that they're working on in response to some of the issues and concerns that neighbors have had with regard to the location of the school, in particular, within this property, and then several emails that were received the last couple of days with regards to that. In addition to the continuance to December 18th, the applicant is requesting the opportunity to have an introduction on December 4th of this alternate site plan so that when we get to December 18th, there's an opportunity to consider both the site plans that's been recommended by P&Z and this alternate site plan that's been developed over the last couple of weeks that responds to some of the neighbors' concerns. On your agenda this evening, you have first the public hearings, 7A and 8A. Because those are advertised as public hearings, we need to go ahead and hold those public hearings this evening, but then we could continue the action on the resolutions and action on the zoning ordinance, which is 13S, until your December 18 meeting. So hopefully that's a clear explanation. If not, I'll try to answer questions.
Okay. Vice Mayor.
Then can we just delete 7B and 8B? Can we delete them from the agenda?
I might turn that to Debbie. The resolutions are not ordinances. They can just be deleted if they would need to be specifically continued. The 13S would need to be continued.
I don't believe there's been any special postings.
I don't believe so.
Of the date. I guess I would want to make sure of that, Vice Mayor. Assuming there's not specific postings that this is the date to be considered, we can do that because we can change the date of resolution. And that's why we're recommending that the public hearing go forward tonight. But we can delete 7B and 8B.
I would think you would be able to anyway, because you're going to have another date announced in December.
Right. But some of the postings, for example, 7A, you have to have it specific time frames, like 15 days before or posted at special locations. John, I just want to make sure with regard to a general plan, there's no specific posting requirements for the consideration.
For the hearing, there is, but for the resolution itself, I don't believe there is.
Okay. Then we can delete those two if that's council's wish.
So either on those, delete or continue to December 18th on the resolutions.
Are you both talking resolutions, or are you talking about public hearing also?
Just resolutions. Resolution.
Public hearing needs to go forward.
Yeah. Right. Public hearing should go forward.
Yeah, just 7B and 8B is what I was asking about, which are the resolutions.
Right. And is it your sense that they're making positive progress on this and it's worth doing that, or is it?
Yes, Mayor. We believe so. And then the other item that's connected with this is the development agreement that we've been working on. It's not going to be ready by December 4th either. We're hoping it can be ready by December 12th, December 18th.
Right.
So I can bring all those together.
Okay. And for a continuance, that's an action by this council, so if we got enough people that want to do it, we can remove them at this point, 7A and B and the other one?
7B and 8B we can delete from the agenda with the understanding that we will be bringing them back December 18th or whenever they are prepared.
That would need to happen the same night or prior to the action on 13S, the ordinance.
Okay, and 13S then is also continued.
It would, right. That we cannot delete. That would need to specifically continue to the date.
On consent.
On the consent. Yeah. All right. Okay, let's give that a try then. Let's read the agenda with 7B and 8B deleted. And 13S continued till December
18th.
All right? Okay. All right.
Do they have to reintroduce the general plan then on the 4th?
No.
It's been introduced once, so that's
right.
It.
Right.
Yes, and this is only a resolution. It's not an ordinance, so we don't need to go through the introduction process.
Okay. Good question. All right. Rex.
I talked to the city attorney on 12O and 12P. I have a very, very remote interest. This is just an aviation study. I'll declare a conflict of interest in those two.
Okay, I had a memo, I believe. Did the city attorney send another memo on a potential conflict for me? Or was that Gateway? I can't remember which one it was.
No, Mayor, it was an issue. I left a message with your office. There was a question raised by staff on whether you may have a conflict on 10A.
All right. I've already declared 10D and E, right? I believe.
Yes. Right. 10D and E you have.
Great.
So what's the word on 10A?
Yes, probably would on 10A. It's because I assume they purchased that applied. Yeah, or is it just a supply contract where they deliver it to the storage yard?
Mayor Hawker, that's just material supplied by Rinker. You wouldn't have a conflict. You're not applying. It's just the material
delivered to your storage, and then you guys haul it out.
We have our contractor pick up the material and deliver it to the shop site.
I would not have a conflict on 10. All right. Thank you. Just leave 10A on the consent. All right. Any other questions?
Mayor?
On items? Yes.
Yes. On agenda item 12T, the canvassing of votes, I have bad news and worse news. I didn't receive any results from Maricopa County Elections Department. They're not finished their processing. In fact, today they're doing the write-ins. I don't expect any results till Wednesday. There is a statutory deadline that the council has to canvass the votes no later than Monday, November 27th. So we'll need to schedule possibly a special. Well, we will. We'll need a special council meeting in order to canvass those votes.
Okay, and if they're not ready to be canvassed at that date, what kind of dilemma are we in?
They will be ready. I've been assured by the county. Wednesday, they'll have them to me by Wednesday.
All right, so arrange for a special council meeting on Monday the 27th. We can do that any time during the day?
Correct, any time the council's.
And we could do a
available.
Phone-in if we needed to? Do you have the quorum?
Yes, Mayor, we can.
All right.
Let both these continue.
All right,
we can just delete 12T from the agenda.
So delete 12T. All right. Okay, Vice Mayor.
Mayor, I can't remember why we have 10F off of the consent agenda.
Do you have a long enough meeting?
Vice Mayor, if I might.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Vice Mayor, we took this off consent because it's a little different than what the council has seen before. Council acted on November 6th. To award contracts to the excess carriers. Because of some changes in circumstances, we're asking you to reconsider that vote from November 6th and then come back and award the contract to a different excess carrier. And theoretically, if council would like, you can place both of them on the consent agenda, which would mean you are reconsidering and awarding. I wasn't sure if council was comfortable doing that. We've never had a reconsideration in this way before.
It made sense. I mean, I read all the background material on it. It made sense to me. The only question I have is, I think it should be read in as two separate actions. In other words, 10F1 should be read in as one item and 10F2 should be read in as a second item.
That's a good point, Vice Mayor. I would agree.
So,
why don't we, let's put them on consent, but do read them in as 10F1 and 10F2 as separate actions. Okay, anything else? All right. Then hear reports on meetings and our conferences attended. Scott.
Just really quickly, about three or four of us attended the meeting today at Sky Harbor Airport. Sky Value Airlines will begin service from Sky Harbor Airport at least twice a week. Williams Gateway. Wow. You know, it's Sky Value, Sky Harbor, and that's just the end of my day. It's a long day. Yeah. Williams Gateway Airport, which is even better news than I had before. They will be servicing Gary, Chicago area from ours. So free parking, quicker in, cheaper tickets, and that's all I have to say because I'll probably screw up something else. Thank you.
Okay. Any others? Reports? All right, scheduling of meetings and general information, Ms. Brady.
Sounds like we just scheduled another one for council on November 27th.
Yeah, it does.
Just ask the council just generally prefer doing that in the morning, either 8:30, 8 o'clock, or I probably ought to get a feel for that pretty quickly here.
Mike.
I have a line sighting case starting at 9:30 in West Dunlap at the freeway, so 8 o'clock would be better for me.
Are we okay with that? 8 o'clock? 8 o'clock for the council? Okay. Great.
Okay.
And also just a reminder, that same week, Wednesday, November 29th, we'll be having a joint council meeting with the Queen Creek City Council. It'll be the 29th. The reception's at 5:30, followed by dinner and meeting at 6 p.m., and it's going to be at the ASU Polytechnic Student Union Building. It sounds like the same building we had the with Dr. Crow.
Right.
Again, that's the 29th.
It's not a
Skyhawk. and I'll just stop there, Mayor. I think that'll cover us for the next week.
Any, being no questions, do we have any pre-scheduled?
We don't, Mayor.
All right. Then the study session is adjourned, and we'll reconvene upstairs in 15 minutes for the regular council meeting.